NowTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now, I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
The night after WrestleMania, we're here for the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. A night full of returns, surprises, draft picks, jumping ship, and more. It's on the night after WrestleMania. I am Sir Rocket, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
It was definitely the most unique night after WrestleMania we've ever had. I will say that. I would say my general impression of this entire weekend is the most unique WrestleMania in history.
Which was too big for just what night?
Take a shot, everybody. Take a shot.
So, okay. So the one thing we could say about this Monday Night Raw was it was more like Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, they had a lot more action. I think they were just... Prior to WrestleMania, they were just trying to get to WrestleMania. This was very clearly, okay, this is the new normal for how we're going to have to do this. And so they had a plan. They made it feel more like Raw. We did not get like a 45-minute match replay like what we had been getting, which is fine that we were getting them. But like this was much more in-ring action as taped at the PC, which was appreciated. And yeah, we had lots of surprises. Like Rock said, they did their best. Like, again, I think what makes the Raw after WrestleMania is the crowd, right? Because I'm going to say it, no offense. I'm trying not to be mean, but it's the Europeans that make the Raw after WrestleMania because they're all hyped. They're all drunk and they're all just loud.
It's half the crowd and half they actually do. Give you surprises and call ups and whatnot. So it's like half the crowd and half whatever WWE decides to throw at you. Because if that crowd doesn't like it, well, then they can take over, as it were. But Monday Night Raw kicked off with Asuka versus Liv Morgan. Pretty good showing from Liv. She fell a little short to Asuka, but it was a good little match that the two put together.
It was. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very good, very well done. So yeah.
So then, well, okay, we technically had like a 45-minute match, but it wasn't a replay of a match, even though it technically kind of was a replay of a match in a way. It was the WrestleMania rematch, as it were. It was the Street Profits defending against Austin Theory and Angel Garza. So that ended in disqualification. When Zelina Vega got involved. So it was going to be 3-on-1 on on Ford until Bianca came out. She took care of Zelina. Zelina said, I go here now. And then she's the EST of WWE. And she challenged Zelina to a fight. So it was Bianca versus Zelina. That match ended in a no contest, which then turned into a 6-person tag, which saw Bianca and the Street Profits get the eventual win after all that. That was like a half hour of content with about 40 minutes with commercials.
I'm just going to say this. I am here for Bianca Belair, Zelina Vega feud. Like, I am so here for that. I'm also here for Bianca being on Raw. Yes, please put her on Raw with her husband and his best friend and just have them run amok and win titles and be awesome and all the things.
So there was that. Then we had an interview with Lashley. He was interviewed by Charlie Caruso after WrestleMania. He needs new management or maybe a new wife. Tensions in the air. Just saying.
Interesting. Very interesting. I guess they've decided that they've grown tired of that pairing and so they're not going to do it anymore and... yeah.
You go from there. So, Apollo Crews is now a member of the Raw brand because he was brought over via draft picks that were about to expire. So, Raw traded draft picks to SmackDown for Apollo Crews?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. That was their excuse to get Apollo Crews on Monday Night Raw. And he had his most TV time he had for probably the entire last year. In this match against Aleister Black.
I mean, that's not a lie, and you feel really bad saying that, but again, it's really not a lie.
Okay, so I'm reading a recap. So, back when Alexa and Nikki went over to SmackDown, It was for future considerations. He may have been the future considerations.
Okay.
So that would, I guess that made sense. Anyway, it was a 27-minute match for Apollo Crews and Aleister Black. That was way too long.
It was a good, decent match. It was a little long, but, you know, they had to fill time, and they filled time with Aleister Black and Apollo Crews. I can't complain about that.
Cedric Alexander and Ricochet beat Orny Logan and Danny Burch.
Please let Ricochet grow his facial hair back. Thank you. I mean, he doesn't look bad with it without it, but he looked better with it.
He looks young without a beard. Kevin Owens was earlier today in a parking garage, and he was talking about what happened, what's been going on, being broken by Rollins and his crew. He said he asked himself if it was worth it. He said when he leapt up from the WrestleMania stage and beat Rollins, he got his answer. It was worth it. He questioned what's next. Well, where does he go? Is he here to stay, or is he going to keep on fighting? Because is he going to stun some people, or is this just going to remind people that this is the Kevin Owens show?
This was followed up by a very sourpuss Seth Rollins, who was none too happy that he lost.
He quickly beat Mr. Denzel from NXT.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is pretty much if you're in Florida, you get to work the show.
Because we had the return tonight. We had a big return. Nia Jax is back 365 days after her last match. She returned to Monday Night Raw. She defeated Deonna Purrazzo.
Poor Deonna. I mean, it's great to see Nia back. Don't get me wrong, but poor Deonna.
Yep. Humberto Carrillo beat Brendan Vink. Okay.
It was there. It happened.
Charlotte was being interviewed by Miss Caruso. She recalled that her father had custom cars, robes, and suits. Flair said her father told her that it's the man that makes the suit. She said it's the woman that makes the title. Flair boasted about all the titles she's won. Now she's a two-time NXT champion. She said Ripley was all right, but she does what every other woman does. And that's bow down to the queen.
I'm curious to see where they go with this. Like, I really, really am. Because I think it was an interesting move that they made Charlotte champion. And we're going to talk about this on Thursday. Or maybe Thursday. We have to see a little bit more. But I want to see where this goes. Because, again, I also find it interesting that she's going to defend the NXT championship. Women's championship, I should say. On all brands.
Supposedly. She hopes to.
Like, that title can get defended on all brands, but the women's tag titles can't.
We'll see. So, all night, they have been touting shocking footage, what happened after WrestleMania. So, Drew McIntyre, 20 minutes after WrestleMania, does not get cleaned up and does not go back to the hotel. Oh, no. He got the plates put on his belt and he comes out for an interview in the ring to be interviewed by Sarah Schreiber.
Okay, all right.
20 minutes after he won the title. It's just weird.
Exactly 20 minutes, too, I believe. It was exactly 20 minutes. It's like 20 minutes later.
He said he didn't know where to start, so he would start with the match. He said he thanked Paul Heyman. He said Brock came to the ring with a look in his eye and said that he was ready for war. There was a point when Heyman told Lesnar to keep giving him an F5. McIntyre would stay down. McIntyre said Heyman doesn't know him very well. He said his life flashed before his eyes in the moment. He said that whenever he's been knocked down, professionally or personally, he stood up. McIntyre said he stopped getting hurt and started getting angry. McIntyre said he was going to give Claymore Lesnar until he didn't get up. And they kept referencing that the time had been like 23, 24 minutes. And then Big Show's music hit. And I just sit here and we go,
what?
Because he has a referee with him. We go, is he going to do what I think he's going to do? Show said it's a big man's world. McIntyre thinks he's a big man, but he's no giant. McIntyre said that's what he was waiting for. He said he knew where this was going, and Big Show told him, you don't know shit. Big Show said he wasn't challenging McIntyre for a title now or Money Bang. He challenged McIntyre to face him. McIntyre said the problem was that he just beat Lesnar to win the title, and that's why he was dressed, but he didn't understand why Big Show was dressed to fight. Big Show questioned if McIntyre was just a punk. He said he didn't see any anger in McIntyre. He saw fear. You're afraid of me, Big Show said. McIntyre said it's not his first day on job, and he's not afraid of him or anyone. And he said, there's nothing you could say that's going to convince me to fight you tonight. Slap. And then we have the title match.
That is a hell of a backhand or a forehand by a Big Show. I'm not sure which that is.
So they had a pretty good match, and you're just waiting for Big Show to, you know, actually beat Drew McIntyre and screw up the big celebration. But no.
Thankfully, he didn't.
He did not. Big Show took this Claymore, went down 1, 2, 3. When they say shocking footage, I was expecting a title change or a beatdown or...
It's kind of shocking. Big Show shows up out of nowhere, not invited or anything like that, to Drew McIntyre's one-person celebration, and he just sort of, like, challenges Drew McIntyre to a title after he's just won it. I mean, that's pretty shocking, at least to me.
It was somewhat shocking, but here's the thing. They could have done this a different way, where they have Drew open up Raw... and then you set up the main event. Like, you didn't need... Or you could have Drew come out tonight on Raw and have Big Show just show up and make it something. It just felt like the premise of him coming out after WrestleMania to do an interview.
Yeah, that was a little like, wait, what? Why would you challenge then when nobody's watching?
Like, that was the weirdest thing. It's like...
That's like the weirdest fourth wall break
the premise
ever.
Was,
like, that is a clear acknowledgement that it's being taped and it's going to be shown later.
Like, the premise was so weird. Like, it just was so weird.
Like, it's not bad. It's just strange. It's just a really strange series of events.
It was. So, in the end, Drew McIntyre retains, and that's how Monday Night Raw went off the air.
I mean, all in all, it was a decent Raw. It was, for the circumstances, it was a good Raw. An effort was very clearly made, and I am appreciative of that. I really like that we did not get the match replay.
Even though the internet was teased of the Boneyard match replay.
Well, I mean, we got highlights of the Boneyard match replay or whatever the hell it is. We got highlights from it. They did not show the full match. We did get the Game of Thrones moment, which I'm fine with. We got the hand. We got Taker looking all Takery. I mean, what more do you want? Nothing. By the way, I forgot to say this when we recapped night one of Mania, but I appreciate AJ Styles showing up to a Boneyard match in jeans and a t-shirt. That is proper attire for that kind of match. It really is. Like, if he had shown up in his tights, I would have been like, oh. But he planned accordingly and he wore jeans. I appreciate it very much.
So that will do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. So we teased it. We have an announcement. We've shuffled the deck. We've made some changes. Lindsay's going to tell you all about them.
So I can't wait to talk about night two. So we're going live tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern with our WrestleMania recap, where we're going to talk all about the show. And then we will still be doing the Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Easterns. But we're just going to do like a mini show because we do have some other stuff that we need to talk about. And we just felt like it was a little too much for one night. It's too big for one night, y'all. So we're going to split it into two.
Well, technically three now.
Technically three. Shush. So we're going to talk about WrestleMania tomorrow live at 10 p.m. Eastern right here at twitch.tv/WTR Live and wildtalkradio.com. And then we'll be doing the regular show on Thursday. Same channels.
So, yeah. The Rack reviews WrestleMania Day 2 live tomorrow.
I mean, really, we just want to talk about the Firefly Funhouse experience. I'm not calling it a match anymore. It's experience. It's the Bray Wyatt experience.
10 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night. Thursday night is The Rack. 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll have news. We'll have Tweet of the Week. And we'll have NXT because there's two huge matches on NXT this week. So it was either we're going to tape an NXT special or let's just go live with The Rack with the WrestleMania stuff on a Tuesday. So that's what we're doing. So check it out tomorrow night and then Thursday. And you can check out our day one review. That's available for download at wildtalkradio.com.
It's WrestleMania week, guys. It's WrestleMania
content.
Week.
We're just going to throw it all at you. And then after that, who knows? Saturday Night Midnight is another edition of CB Radio, CBRadio.com, GreatTheGreatTheMate.com. I think they said last night that they may do a show next week, Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Just stay up to date. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show as we get back to what is the new norm and see how they head to Money in the Bank. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTR Live, Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account, it's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free by hitting the purple rectangular button above the screen. Use credit code RocketSock at the Fortnite item shop hashtag and hashtag Epic Partner.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LNSWRD, and if you're interested in doing Photoshop tutorials or watching me play Fortnite or any of the other random crap that I do, you can go to twitch.tv/LensWard and give my channel a follow so you get notifications whenever I go live. So please go follow the channel, because if you do, if we get to affiliate, guys, fish butts. You will get all the fish butts. If you understand the reference, you should be excited. So please go follow the channel, twitch.tv/LensWard.
If you're new to the stream, hi, welcome. Make sure you hit the follow button. Hit her follow button too. We'll see you next Monday night for a Raw Post Show. Presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you tomorrow for The Rack, Thursday for The Rack, and all week long, long day rest of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.